Well, we're recording. Welcome to the prep pod, everybody. I am recording from the post-remote Olympic gym because things are so sketchy. Nathan just sent me the message on the way to the gym. I'm training 2 hours later than I normally do. It's been a complete shambles. My phone's also at 20%, so it could be just like a prep where everything falls apart. We'll kind of get on, have a bit of a chat to see how everybody's getting on, and because I've got the mic, I might as well start. I didn't really thought too much about what I'm going to say. This week was going pretty well. Kurt dropped me a couple hundred calories, extra 10 minutes on the bike in the morning, just to kind of keep things moving. Lost a decent amount of body fat last week. I was asking if we could push a bit harder, and sort of, you know, the first week was responded really well. We sort of kept the foot on the gas a little bit, moving that calorie balance. Hopefully we can get another good fat loss drop, because I am stressing about the fact that I'm going to be in stage of my trunks in about 4 weeks, and I'll still be 6 weeks out. So I don't want that 6 weeks out to be too ugly. So we're sort of trying to push through a little bit. That's going on. I'm looking at my meals going, there's not a lot of food. I'm not hungry, but yeah, there's not that much food there. I know I've got a ton more to lose, though, because I'm still on about 2,900 calories average, so that's still plenty of food. But I often diet on quite a bit because, you know, I still weigh 110, so usually get by not going much lower than 2,400, but again, it's, you know, cute. I have noticed this week that I'm starting to get a little bit more grumpy, and I feel bad. Because I know that I'm 4 weeks behind Nathan, 4 weeks behind Elaine, and quite a few weeks behind Nathan, they're suffering a lot more than me. So when I start getting the time of grumbling, I've got nothing to complain about. I'm 3.5 weeks out, you know. But I've got a couple of little snappy, snarly things with Elaine, but that's the joys of prepping to be part. Feeling pretty good about my size when I'm getting imposing, but I just, if I go flat, I'm sure I'll be really depressed. So things are still going pretty well. My muscles are still feeling pretty full, looking okay. Got the deep tissue massage this week. I posted on Instagram. I realised I was doing my poses. I was trying to have my lat spread, and I just couldn't get my lats out from front. I haven't been able to for a while. Can't move my scapulas out. I can do it in my semi-relaxed, but can't do it in my front lat spread. So as soon as I bring those arms in, I just can't get under again. So we got a deep tissue rub and put a photo up. He'd done one side, and it would flare out, probably another inch, and the other one goes, so then went on to the other side. Just come back next week to kind of hit the traction, try and allow me to drop those out too. So, you know, we could train for years to try and put an inch on either side of our legs, and I might be able to get it sorted within sort of, you know, 2 or 3 weeks if I get that right. So hopefully that'll all come right. It's, yeah, my legs really need some work. Other than that, one foot of trailer, everything's pretty positive and just trucking along. So that's my week. That's how I'm feeling.
Hey, while you're there, Mike, do you want to give us a quick tour of the posing room?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so come in the door and there is the posing room. So if you see there, it's got all the angled mirrors. Up and about here, some shit, the cords of the line are reaching off. But if you look on the back wall there, you've got the angled mirror. Oh, I see, you can sort of see your own back and that sort of thing. It's got two sets of lights. So at the moment, we've got the ring lights around the outside, and it's really bright stage lighted. So, yeah.
Thank you, man. So freaking jealous, man. That is awesome. And I think the cool thing about that is that if you want to do your progress photos, you've got a place with the same lighting. You know, you can use a ring light if you want to and get the same shot from the same marking every single time with no variations, which is boom.
That's what I was trying to do on the South Pacific Pacific Coaching Insta. Trying to get a really, like, this is exactly the same, but it wasn't very flattering lighting, it was really bright lighting. You've got some quite nice lighting, you sort of, you know, get the right angles, make yourself look good, but then repeat that again the next time, so you kind of feel a little more positive about it.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I take mine like in front of my couch, and then I'll do one at Havelock Gym, one in Hastings Gym, outside on the grass by the fence. And then I was thinking, fuck, I send them from all over the place. How the fuck does Jordan analyze these photos? So if we have another warm day like it was this morning, it was really nice, man. I could have my shirt off on the beach. For shit and giggles, my next progress photos are going to be out in front of the sea. So I'll leave it to him. I'm sure he'll be able to pick the condition from the photos. Sydney, you want to tell us about your week and the big move into the new house?
Yeah, so I've moved into my empty house. So all my furniture and everything is still up in Auckland. It's getting moved down next week sometime. But I'm just here. I just got hot water installed yesterday. So, I'm still having internet problems. That is why I'm in my kitchen, in my empty kitchen. Sorry about the echo. I literally have no furniture here. So, working on that. So I can imagine moving house twice, like a big move. It's quite stressful. Not only on the mind, but also on the body, lifting all these things onto a truck and then offloading it. It's going to be lovely, but I know that my lovely mate Nate's going to help me out there with some lifting. I mean, you can't do a show and, not put it to you. Come on, muscle. So my week, that was, so I know you guys don't talk about it, but I went to a bodybuilding competition and I saw all these lovely, amazing athletes. My team was on fire and it just made me really, really amped. So I feel so, so sorry for Jordan. He has to put up with so much of me constantly texting him, like, what can I do more? Like, I want that dub. I want that, I want to bring home that dub, that hardware. I want to go gold mining, Like, what else can I do? Do I want to do more cardio? Like, I am ready to suffer. Like, make me suffer, so long. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get to that goal. And Jordan's just like, see that plan I sent you? Yeah, just, yeah. Stick to the plan, mate. And I'm like, anything else I can do? Like, over and beyond. In class, it's like, ooh, 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 ooh. Jordan's just like, no, stick to Google Maps. When you enter a destination, and it'll show you the directions to that destination. And for me, my goal is the destination, and Jordan's given me the directions to get to that destination. And you don't deviate, but you don't take a detour, I mean, sure, you can take a detour, but it's going to be longer, It's going to take you longer to get to that final destination. So you just follow the plan, like Jordan set out this blueprint for me, and just got to do it. There's no faster way to do it. It's just like cardio as well. You look at the seconds ticking by, and no matter what you do, you can't force those seconds to go faster. It's just, you just got to do it and stick to it. Like one of my teammates, Steffi, she lost 17 kg. I mean, oh my goodness. And she did her first comp and she got silver. And so she stuck to the plan and I was like, all right, if she can do it, like I can do it. I can nail this prep. And I went to a posing coach on Friday, Brian, and he just showed me a few little things and it just got me so amped and so on, like just so fired up. Like last week, and like a few weeks, I've been feeling quite run down and tired and just stressed, like, oh, I don't want to go do cardio. But now I'm like, you won't believe it. I'm rolling out of bed, like jumping out of bed, like, yeah, let's go. It's 5 in the morning, 2 degrees. I have my Eskimo outfit on and I go to the gym. It's just so, I'm just so driven and motivated this week. Body-wise, scales-wise, it's all falling into place. Like, I've got 7 weeks out now. And it's just, yeah, just go, go, go from here on out. Give it all that I got. That's all that you really do in a prep, right, Nate? Like, You just got to give it all that you got. You can't be do any more than what you have and what your coach tells you to do. So doing it, sticking to it.
Oh, man. Hey, I really like that analogy. I'd probably add to that and say when you it's like driving and you're heading for a destination, and if you take a detour, some of those detours will have ravines and you won't make it to the destination. So I absolutely agree with what you're saying, but I know exactly it's that mentality about wanting to push and push and do everything. And it's sometimes you just got to, you know, take a breath and go, I'm doing everything my coach is telling me. He's factoring my plan based on the performance he's seeing and the changes to my physique and the feedback I'm giving him. I know I'm giving him good feedback. Let the man make his decisions. And that's what I said. I said to Jordan, hey, man, I'm your science experiment. You tell me what to do. We fucking make it happen. And, you know, it's like, hey, you've got a project here and, you know, I'll do what you say, except for that one thing, Mike, and I'm not going to mention that. But other than that, absolutely agree. I think this week has been really challenging, 7.5 weeks out. I've had quite a revelation. I am certainly not motivated like you, Sydney. I don't like getting out of bed in the morning. But once I'm up, love walking and having some beautiful days on the beach. But I'm enjoying the morning walks, and I've actually got myself to enjoy cardio on the treadmill. I don't know how. I kind of found, you said the seconds can't tick down quicker. They do if you play really loud drum and bass. So I get on there, and I'm like, honestly, every now and then, I'll bust out some lyric, or my hands will be doing this, and I'll think, oh, fuck, I'm not in a nightclub. I'm doing cardio. So I've been really having a good time doing that. Any of the times I've been suffering, you know, and I guess when you're really tired and all the rest of it, I kind of thought about it. I went, right, how do I put this in a good perspective? And I thought, well, what's the feeling like? And I was like, it's like being just a little bit too stoned. And hey, you know, so it's a good time. So every time I start feeling that kind of tired, drawn out thing, I just think, I'll just cruise with it and be a bit numb to the world and a bit in your own place. So that stuff started kicking in, and I've treated it as a positive, but I have driven into one thing this week already. So my driving skills are looking very shabby. I just have to pay a lot more attention to details. And, you know, when I leave for work, I almost have to have a checklist to make sure I haven't forgotten my laptop, my phone, my food, whatever it might be. Thankfully, I'm situated right next to the supermarket, so that's been really useful because I forget food all the time. I can just go and get it straight from the supermarket. But everything seems to be going really well. And progress-wise, well, hey, man, I couldn't be happier. Jordan couldn't be happier. My glutes are starting to make a sneaky appearance. So I'm kind of happy about that. Very happy about that. So all pretty positive. And there's one thing I'm just going to bring up. I've just got to share something because I felt really blessed today. I must say, I felt really blessed. Sydney put this post up. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank God. I thought it was.
So, look at the next photo. At least the next photo. Look, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. What am I doing? Something with
You're
my hands.
Away.
So, Sydney put that post up and thanked me for being a friend and being really supportive. And it's so easy to be supportive of someone that's so driven and has got the same goals as you and just does what the fuck their coach tells them to do. And, you know, so I've really appreciated the support that you've given me. And thank you for that post, because little things like that, people, little things like that make a big difference. And for people that are, you know, dieting and prepping, you know, show them a bit of love. They love that stuff. I certainly do. So that's been my week, all around a fantastic week. So people out there, I hope your preps are going as well as everyone here, and you're enjoying the experience, because look, if you hate it, go and play golf. There's other things. There's shit that's better to do. If you enjoy it, it's so much fun and the journey is really cool and the result is just the icing on the cake. So thank you, people. Hope your preps are going well. And for those that aren't prepping, get along to the show, support them. And the team will be back next week with more ramblings. Take care, people.